A theme on a Tuesday, Dr. Duplessis, which is Tech Tuesday. Please talk us through this, because this is amazing news.
Okay, lovely. Yeah, it is indeed amazing news, as you said. So basically what it is somebody that needs a kidney transplant because they've got kidney failure. And the best way of treating that is to get a new kidney from somebody. And in this case, that somebody was a mother that gave her kidney to her daughter. And we used a surgical robot to remove that kidney. And what makes that different to the sort of standard type of operation is that it makes the surgery more precise. It makes it less painful because we can work in a smaller space with the robot. And potentially it makes it safer. And it makes... For the person donating the kidney, it makes it less of an insult, and they can get back to work and back to their normal life sooner.
Now, Doc, this Da Vinci robotic system, we understand it played a significant role in actually performing this delicate procedure. How has it ensured an enhanced surgical procedure, and is it the first of its kind in the country or in Southern Africa? And maybe just explain to us, what is the significance of this Da Vinci robotic system?
So the Da Vinci robotic system comes from the US, so that's where it's developed, and it's been around for a while. I mean, I'm talking 10, 15 years plus. And it's gone through many, you know, updates over the years. And this one, the XI that we have at Tigerberg, is one of the latest models. So it has four arms, and it's got incredible vision. So one of the arms is dedicated to your vision. You've got two lenses, so you have this 3D, ultra HD vision that you see when you put your head, your head, the surgeon put his head inside the surgical console. You've got 3D vision. And then the rest of the arms are all instruments that you can decide which instruments you want to use. You can swap them out, etc. And it's got electricity current. You can seal vessels, and you can do suturing. And it's got amazing maneuverability at the tips of the instruments, which is one of the big advantages. So it's a very stable vision. You've got zoom, and then you've got this ability to perform maneuvers that you will not be able to do with your normal hand. So, yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Now, Doc, from a patient perspective, what are perhaps the main benefits of robotic surgery compared to conventional methods? Now, we understand conventional methods are still being used, and this particular case here, was it a special case and hence the need to use robotic surgery in this particular system?
So in this particular case, there wasn't anything that made the robot mandatory to use. So I think patients in general will benefit from it because it will make surgery more precise and, as I say, less painful, and it gives the surgeon the ability to perform very complex operations in a minimally invasive manner, which, as previously, certain types of surgery, you'll have to do it open because it requires delicate suturing, etc., that you can't do through a normal laparoscopic procedure. So from a patient perspective, the robotic system really means that your recovery will be quicker. You'll have less blood loss, and you'll have a more precise surgery where the surgeon can see better what he's doing, what she's doing. So that's more or less the advantages and what the patient will experience. In this particular case, we did the surgery removing the kidney for a kidney transplant. And the hope specifically with transplant is that this will make it easier for somebody to make the decision to donate the kidney, because it is a big decision to go through. It's a big procedure to go through. So if we can make it less invasive and easier for somebody donating the kidney, that is beneficial for everybody.
So certainly, Dr. Duplessis, this procedure can be and should be classified as a historic first at Tigerberg Hospital. Do you foresee going forward in the future this may set a precedent for other procedures like this or similar to it in nature?
Yes, I do think so, yeah. So this was the first time that it was done in the country, and as far as I know, in Africa. There's only a few places in the world that actually does this type of surgery, the US and Spain. So it was the first of its kind in many ways. And I think going forward, it has definitely raised the bar of what is possible and what is also available in the public sector and indeed in private. It's not yet available in private, but it's something that we can work towards to now increase the availability of this to more hospitals in the country, more countries in Africa, so that more patients can benefit. So yeah, that's going forward. We will now continue doing this donor nephrectomies in this manner. So for all our living-related transplants, we will do it in this way. And over time, you know, we will hope to train more surgeons and, you know, so that it can be available at more centers.
Now, you're mentioning something extremely critical, Dr. du Plessis. I mean, this was performed at one of our public hospitals. And this is then the first of its kind on the African continent. So it's not just relative to our country or even the SADC region. First of its kind on the African continent, procedure performed at a public hospital. Many would have perhaps argued, we would have thought that this type of procedure, first of its kind on the continent, would have maybe originated within the private sector. Not that we want to compare. So it certainly does show a measure of quality and enhancement in our public sector as well.
No, absolutely. And I think this is now where credit is due to, you know, the management of the hospital, of Tygerberg Hospital, and also the Stellenbosch University for making these type of technologies available and investing in them so that we can do teaching. Because as an academic institution, partly the responsibility is for service delivery in healthcare, but it's also for teaching and also for research and innovation and to make the whole country's health care going forward, not just the public sector. So I think it's a great example of an academic hospital and the public sector, you know, really taking their place in society and in healthcare seriously, and being able to promote the healthcare of the whole country, because this will now be able to help the private sector also, you know, step into this type of surgery.
Indeed, this is positive. In conclusion, Dr. du Plessis, looking ahead, do you foresee robotic surgery becoming more widely available in the country, particularly from our public healthcare sector perspective? Do you think that we still are experiencing challenges, cost, training, infrastructure, or is it pretty much all systems go and a rollout across our public sector could maybe become commonplace in a short period of time?
Well, without a doubt, it's becoming more and more common, definitely. So from that perspective, it will definitely increase in availability. You mentioned cost. There is still cost constraints. There's infrastructure constraints. So I don't see robotic surgery completely replacing open surgery anytime soon. But I think as an addition and for specific procedures where there's proven benefit, it makes the recovery quicker, it makes the surgery less invasive, the patients can stay shorter in hospital or not go to ICU, you know, that's all the benefits that's been proven, and it's been shown for many procedures, specific procedures. So it's just a matter of implementing it and getting all the logistics sorting out. But I think 10 years from now, I think the proportion of surgery that will be done robotically will definitely be more than it is today. And it's exciting, and it's a good news for the public as a whole.
Indeed, Dr. Danilo du Plessis, urologist at Tygerberg Hospital, Stellenbosch University, special interest in robotic kidney, bladder and prostate surgery. Doc, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.